Hello, my name is Joshua Gamma. I'm the graphic designer on this project. The visual language of these books comes from the period of European and American graphic design from the late 1800s up until just before the First World War, particularly the arts and crafts movement that started in England and then moved through Europe and North America. This was a period of optimism in design, a period where artisans were reviving rustic traditional crafts in response to what was seen as the excessive ornamentation and poor quality of factory-produced goods. They were also looking at socialism and pre-industrial guild systems. They were in search of a way to merge the fine arts with craft traditions and create a new communal language, a way of living and making. This is where we get the idea of truth to materials and design. This is modernism before the term becomes synonymous with a machine aesthetic. It is a last gasp of idealism before the geopolitical upheavals and the horrors of war that so much of the work in this project draws from. Particularly, I am looking at the book designs of Doves Press in England and Bruce Rogers in the United States. Both were looking to the humanism of the Italian Renaissance type designers and printers. These designers saw the human hand as the most obvious reference for creating letter forms. Rogers' typeface Centaur is the main body type that we will be using. Centaur is a beautiful typeface. It has an almost calligraphic quality when it's blown up large and a clean, elegant legibility when it's small. I also see these books as field guides for understanding these exhibitions. They're not just precious art books. So the books also reference the language of 20th century army field manuals. This is a nod to the fact that militaristic ideologies have traumatized and indelibly marked these histories that are represented in these projects. There's no getting away from that.